With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Kids will be headed back to the classroom in less than a month. As families prepare for another school year, school supply lists, open houses, and new schedules often top the to-do list. Health professionals are encouraging parents to add another back-to-school essential to that list, sleep. Dr. Kevin Morgan is a pediatrician at Aspirus Health.
Sleep plays a big role on kids' brain in terms of development, behavior, learning, immunity, and growth.
Many children are not getting enough rest. Nationally, about 35% of children ages 4 months to 14 years do not get enough sleep, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
What we know about sleep is the more routine we can have, the better it's going to be in the long term.
Morgan recommends keeping electronics like phones, televisions, and gaming devices out of the bedroom and turning off screens at least an hour before bedtime. He also recommends starting to shift the sleep schedule sooner rather than later for the school year.
Don't wait until the night before school to start saying, like, okay, now we have to go to bed now at 7, because that almost always fails. So you got to have that routine established at least for a couple weeks before it really starts to build as a routine and a habit.
Gradually moving bedtime 10 to 15 minutes earlier each day can help children adapt more comfortably and reduce frustration. Police have released the name of an Antigo man killed when his bike collided with a semi. Antigo police say 45-year-old William Hildebrand died at the scene of the accident Tuesday afternoon. A semi was making a wide turn at the intersection of Superior Street and 10th Avenue when the semi struck the bicycle. Hildebrand died at the scene. No one else was hurt. The Wisconsin State Patrol is working on a crash reconstruction at the request of Antigo's chief of police. The Langlade County Sheriff's Office and Antigo Fire Department EMS assisted Antigo police at the scene. Tribal members and environmental groups are gearing up for another fight over Enbridge's proposed Line 5 tunnel as the project heads back to state regulators. Crystal Blair has the story.
The aging pipeline carries oil and natural gas liquids from the Straits of Mackinac, where opponents fear that a spill could devastate the Great Lakes. Enbridge wants to replace the underwater section with a new pipeline housed in a 4-mile tunnel under the lake bed. The Michigan Supreme Court found regulators had not adequately considered potential harm to resources protected under the state's public trust doctrine. Earth Justice Senior Attorney Adam Roshinsky says the commission must rethink its approach.
This is not a case where an agency looked at 95% of the issues and the court said, just go back and do the other 5%. The court rejected the commission's framework of analysis and sent this back to the drawing board. It didn't say go back and do a little more. It said go back and do it right this time.
Enbridge says it disagrees with the decision and it's disappointed by the additional delay to a project that's been under review for close to a decade. The company maintains the tunnel would enhance Great Lakes protection while preserving regional energy reliability. Crystal Blair reporting.
Wisconsin is the latest state where the battle over the direction of the Democratic Party will play out. The state's primary for governor to be decided on Tuesday features a Democratic socialist against a candidate endorsed by Governor Tony Evers. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is trying to ride the Evers endorsement to a win this year when voters upset with mainstream Democrats have propelled outsiders to victory. Francesca Hong is tapping into that anger in her candidacy to move Wisconsin to the left. It's been a chaotic primary, with Crowley rejoining the race last month after another top candidate dropped out. In the Michigan primary Tuesday, Abdul El-Sayed won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate, defeating U.S. Representative Haley Stevens in a massive victory for the party's progressive wing in a battleground state. Voters who want to participate in the Wisconsin primary need to have a photo ID. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds people they need to check that they have the proper identification. Most people will already have one, like a driver's license or ID. Military or student ID cards are also valid for voting. You can visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to see if your ID meets the requirements. If you don't have one, contact the DMV to find out how to get identification. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Historic records have documented the spotted skunk in the southwestern corner of Wisconsin, but there have been no records of them in the state for several decades. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced it will conduct a year-long study to see if the Plains spotted skunk belongs on the threatened or endangered species list. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports.
Even the most dedicated wildlife watchers of the Great Plains may have never seen the Plains spotted skunk. The nocturnal squirrel-sized creature lives in prairies and forests and does a handstand when it's threatened. Prairie restoration organization Grasslands Unlimited submitted the petition asking federal officials to consider endangerment status. Executive Director Trevor Pellerite says the group filed a lawsuit after the agency was slow to act.
It's not any more or less important than any other species. If we want healthy ecosystems, then all of the animals that evolved to be a part of that ecosystem have to be protected.
He says if the plain spotted skunk does gain endangered status, it could bring more conservation attention to the species. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.